Yeah. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Sonia, Roy, I
just want to say good morning to everyone first.
Ani te da jin ha zo de chi le chung ni zo ma se we ni chi ta ren bu de ne ya in de ne ki de ni de da chi ton ha ji ma bu de da ni ni ye se res ngo ran zo bu de chi imi ta ne ni chi ye ki de le mo do to zo le an chi ran zo le ya ni to ji che da to ji de le hu yu se.
As I understand it, that there are a lot of people who are connected to Sunday teachings through internet, and some of them have emailed, you know, and expressed the appreciation. And I would like to acknowledge the appreciation, and also want to extend my good morning to all of them as well. And I mean, thank you for your emails. I believe I have you know, made this point, or at least tried to make this point you know, before also, that as important as faith is you know, talked about or even discussed in Buddhism, faith alone is not enough to progress on the spiritual paths and grounds. And so what is also very important is for us to be able to educate ourselves on you know, different aspects of Buddha's teaching. And it is through teachings and education that we develop knowledge about Buddhist principles and practice. So once we have gained the knowledge, then it's even more important for us to integrate the Buddhist principles and the teachings into our everyday life. So practice is essential here, and which of course depends on one's own individual you know, ability and responsibility. So it's through the study and practice of Buddhism that we try to effect change in our way of thinking. So we are trying to bring inner positive changes or transformation through attaining Buddhist teachings and through our cultivation practice. So that's our goal, if you like. So when we talk about you know, accomplishing peace and happiness for one's own sake or in the world, it should all begin you know, with individuals and in our own mind. So we could only achieve peace and happiness that we are seeking, you know, through inner cultivation or practice. So we are all gathered here to learn about Buddhism and Buddhist principles and ways of cultivating peace in our mind and bringing peace to the world and finding our own happiness and contributing to the happiness of the world. We do recognize the importance of creating external favorable conditions to find peace, you know, inside us and find peace in the world. But that being said, external favorable conditions alone is not adequate to find peace for one's own sake or find peace in the world, as we can see. Yeah? Because what we see is, you know, we are making, you know, tremendous material progress. And these external conditions are, you know, at times there, but still, mentally, a lot of us as individuals, we don't fight in the world. We are more disturbed, we have a lot of stress, you know, we have a lot of anxiety, despite the fact that our material conditions are getting better and maybe, you know, are more developed. So under some dire circumstances, despite the fact that there is so much material progress and maybe technological progress as well, that some individuals couldn't deal with, you know, the situation, and they commit suicide. You know, so they decided it is better to kill myself than, you know, try to exist in this kind of a, you know, world. So what that really tells us is, you know, true peace and happiness simply doesn't depend on external favorable conditions alone. It has much to do with our state of mind and, you know, cultivating peace in the mind. Of course, external favorable conditions are important, but they may not necessarily be the only conditions to find peace inside and peace outside the world.
I think that when you learn machine by Wang, you can see that 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 you can see that.
So a lot of the problems we you know, create in the society, or we find being created in society, such as corruptions and cheating and, you know, deceiving, all of these things are to do with, you know, I think the lack of understanding of the law of karma and its outcomes. You know, because we are sort of a clueless about, or we really don't pay attention to a law of karma and its consequences, okay, then it feels like it's okay, you know, I can be smarter and cheat others, and, you know, I can just, you know, do all this manipulative and backdoor things so that I think I get everything I want, and it seems like that's fine, you know, but it really is not. No. I personally feel that, you know, when we talk about law of karma, actions and their consequences, they do not necessarily have to be what we call the only thing talked about in Dharma or in a spiritual, in a spirituality context. Okay? When we talk about love and compassion and kindness, of course, these are usually recognized as spiritual themes and talked about in spiritualism or spirituality. But I think we could take this out of spiritual context and say these are the things, you know, doesn't matter whether we are believers or non-believers, you know, whether we buy any kind of a formal religion or not, but these are the things that we all need to pay attention to and cultivate, because these things do play a so much important role in our everyday life. Love, compassion, kindness, and doing the right things or the positive actions and not doing the, you know, negative actions. In the Buddha's teachings, we have, if you will, clear and extensive presentation on the themes I just mentioned, and more than those. Like, we talk about what is karma or action, different types of karma, different results or the outcomes of karma, and why do we really need to follow the law of karma, because that's a natural law. It's not something like, you know, Buddha made the law, so therefore all those who believe in Buddha have to do, and otherwise you are excused. No, it is a natural law. Do good, have good. Do bad, have bad. Okay? That's what it is. And that's why I said it doesn't have to be tied up only with Buddha's teaching, right? If you study karma and you practice it, like, oh my gosh, I'm getting converted now, you know. Or maybe now I have to start to believe in the Buddha and all these Buddhist deities and all these, you know, things I don't know about. No, you don't have to. I think the point I'm trying to make here is that when it comes to cultivating love, compassion, kindness, and following the right actions and not doing the wrong actions, I don't think somebody has to necessarily buy into, you know, Buddhist deities or even Buddha, right? You could believe in whatever you believe in. You know, you call the, you know, one you believe God or goddess or deity or whatever language you use. It doesn't matter, so long as the one you really take refuge in is the one who really is kind and compassionate and is beneficial to you and others. Okay? And that is like a very minimum, so to speak, a standard by which we judge whether someone can be taken as an object of refuge or not. Right? If someone is hurtful and you kind of by doing taking refuge in that object or a person or a form, whatever, then you know we are creating more troubles in the world for ourselves and others. We are hurting others. Well, then that's not a good refuge. Doesn't matter what religion or non-religion that belongs to. But by taking refuge in something, that you become kind and kinder, right? You become more loving and you become more compassionate and you are helping others more. Then I said it's fine. Okay? So the point I'm trying to make here is, you know, these things we talk about in Buddhism and maybe in other religions, but love, compassion, kindness, karma, you do not have to necessarily be confined to religion and as if, you know, these are what the religious or spiritual people do. You know, as if the others, they have nothing to do with these things. But these things are important in everybody's life.
Tenjung tenje kores, tenje kwa tenya, anji gyunje ki tenje teres tenya.
So we started off, you know, some time ago talking about what we call dependent arising or tendal in Tibetan, okay? Pratit samutpat in Sanskrit. Of course, there are different ways of understanding what is dependent arising or relativity. Some people use that term. But the one which we have focused thus far primarily is the cause and effect relationship between things. Right? Dependent arising in terms of cause and effect relationship. We call it Yu and Debu. Yu is the cause and the Debu is the result of the effect. So cause and effect relationship is one way of understanding dependent arising.
Na, ane chik gyunje ki tende si nyi yo res, nyi yo en chi gyunje ki tende si nyi dhaza ta chik shingdo la soba, ane chik kangba lante, nga la susu kangba longje ala, ta tende we kandar chik chi gyunje ki tende dhazo res, ta tanda nga zo de chenje che go ade, che ade na, ane chik gyunje ki tende si nyi dhaza res.
So dependent arising can be talked about in terms of cause and effect relationship. Now again here, we can talk about cause and effect relationship in terms of external phenomena, yeah, or in terms of internal phenomena, as we say. And of course, when you talk about external phenomena, then what we are basically talking about is all the things we use in everyday life, right? We are living in a house. That house is a result of causes and conditions coming together or being assembled together. So then you have a house to live in, okay? The foods we eat. The fruits we eat, they grow out of seeds and, you know, assembled with other conditions. So these things are produced, so therefore they're available to us, and therefore we can enjoy them. So these are the causes and conditions of a cause and effect relationship we can talk about in relation to external phenomena. Yeah. Now here we are kind of talking more in terms of internal causes and conditions, because in terms of spirituality or Dharma, we are here, at least what I've been talking about is more focused on cause and effect relationship in terms of what we call internal or inner phenomena.
Ma tenda sanza anji gunje ge tende dele ya anji raga chawa anshin to chawa sumyo des raga de chi anji kantar sa tong lo so ba ni chi ta kan ta ma ran zu long je ge ni chi 싱돌로 속었단 데레스 차오데 단단한저 시야기나 언지 균제기 텐데스인데레스 어디서 타왔나 언지 균제기 텐데던저 언지 대체 언 시야도 가고다 코하고 인지 언티 코아도 야고 차치도 언지 균제기 텐데도 양지 빼라 또저 꾸네 용대기 열어서 도스자와 맞을 때나 파비하고 조디 나 언지 난게 텐데
So when we deal with the external phenomena, how they have been produced by their causes and conditions, right? Then we are really talking about cause and effect relationship between phenomena, but more at a, what we call, relatively speaking, coarser level, okay? And when we talk about cause and effect relationship in terms of internal phenomena, that what we're trying to do, like a karma and such things, then it becomes a subtle. Okay? And to be able to understand the cause and effect relationship in terms of internal phenomena, then we often use the external phenomena as examples because maybe we can easily, more easily relate to those things and they see, you know what, this is how the cause and effect relationship is working with external phenomena. It's exactly working in terms of our internal phenomena. So that's how we use those as examples to understand, if you will, a subtle version of a cause and effect relationship.
What interesting is a non tendi to the energy social energy tendi to the dia, no lot junche, energy tona chene, energy kunzi shimbe tone, and doya chagrama doji, energy tuji that the dignan and taje chene, shinto yachimaris to the tire goju, tire in tendi the yoris. She and kunde to the tuji tota, tingi vene.
So in terms of external causes and cause and effect relationships, especially we are mostly dealing with material causes and conditions and outcomes they bring forth. So in such matters, of course, our modern technology are amazingly helpful, right? We can use the scientific inventions and technology to look at matters at a very, particle levels, and then we can find out about, how their interactions are causing so many outcomes. Okay, we can do that. But when it comes to understanding cause and effect relationship in terms of internal phenomena, so we really don't have yet, at least, scientific technology that can really look into internal phenomena and say, you know what, here are the causes and here are the conditions and this is what's happening, per se. So that much has to be dependent on, our intensive and thorough education about the internal phenomena. Yeah, once we have educated ourselves about these matters, then we try to put into practice and do meditation practice. Thus, as we develop valid experiences, so we use our valid, authentic experiences to understand better the working of cause and effect relationship in terms of internal phenomena.
Yes. 제부디
So when we really, think in terms of the subtlest cause and effect relationship in terms of internal phenomena, the most subtle, that is really at this point what we call, very hidden phenomena. Because in Buddhist has different categorizations of phenomena, for lack of a better word, it's called shindukoku. It is so concealed from us that basically we have to find authentic reasoning to be able to access that kind of a truth or a reality and understand it. There's no way to access it directly, in our case. And so we can say something has happened. So when did whatever the relevant causes were created, what particular time, how many eons, whatever, that is so hidden phenomena for us that is very difficult for us to pinpoint, right, by using any direct method. And in the Buddhist literature, you know, often we talk about how the peacock, you know, has this wonderful, you know, feathers with all kinds of designs and colors. So if you ask, you know, when did whoever that created the causes to have all these beautiful designs and colors on the feathers? Well, that is a very subtle phenomenon. It's very hard to establish through direct and evidence. You know, we could only do that through authentic reasonings.
我等到是当我这等的那那个那个军队的战争，那太阳那这战争也拉中立线过来，搞不得那个国防党、特种国防军也得来，是好了的那了。So
remember, we started to talk about what is called 12 interdependent links. Sometimes we call it 12 links of interdependent origination. 天天也拉中立，Tibetan. Somebody wants to hear it in Tibetan here. And there is what we call temporary purpose, talking about that, and often ultimate purpose for presenting and dealing with 12 links of interdependent origination. So if we ask what is a temporary purpose of discussing or learning about 12 links of interdependent origination, well, a temporary purpose is basically once we really know it well, then and as we try to integrate into our life, we are able to prevent creating a lot of negative karmas in our everyday life. Because we understand the consequences and what really influences us to create negative karmas and what kind of results do they bring. So temporarily, it helps us to restrain our body, speech, and mind from getting involved in creating negativities. Now the ultimate purpose is, as we understand the 12 dependent links, then we really understand the process by which all of us have got into this problematic situation called samsara, korva in Tibetan, okay, cyclic existence. You know, how did we get into this kind of a, you know, vicious cycle of suffering and all of that? And so as we understand the process, then we also see the way out of samsara. It's not like, okay, now you got sucked into it and that's it. You know, suck it up. No. You can get out of it if you do decide to. And that's what my professor would say sometimes. So, and then, you know, as we understand the process of getting into samsara, that also indicates the process to get out of samsara, and it really helps us to develop aversion to misery in samsara. Then we started to realize samsara is not a happy place to be. It's much happier if you get out of samsara. Yeah. And that's how we develop a genuine aspiration seeking liberation from samsara. Yeah, that is the ultimate purpose of discussing the 12 links, 12 dependent links, interdependent links.
Yeah. Some of the things that we have to do.
So as we have talked about this already, that we are, so to speak, grounded in base fundamental ignorance, avidya, right? We have this ignorance pertaining to the way in which everything actually exists. you know, we don't know it. As a matter of fact, we really completely misapprehend or misperceive it. So due to this kind of ignorance, you know, we experience all other forms of delusion, such as deluded attachment, you know, hatred and anger. So when any of these delusions pop up in our mind, they seem to instigate us to engage in actions that are negative and harmful to others. Let me give an example of, like, due to ignorance, attachment pops up in our mind. So out of attachment, we could go and kill someone, okay? And out of attachment, we go and steal things which belong to others. You know, out of attachment, we go and deceive and cheat and lie to others. Yeah. So once these negative karmas are created, of course, we ourselves have to experience the outcomes of these karmas because we have created and accumulated them. So when we understand, you know, this whole cause and effect relationship between ignorance, delusions, and karmic actions, and then the outcomes karmas bring, that knowledge helps us to say, okay, as soon as attachment arises in our mind, you know, we become more vigilant and mindful. You know what? This is a negative state of mind that has popped up, is popping up in my mind. So I should not let myself be dictated by or influenced by this negative mind, because this attachment will not make me do anything positive. It'll make me do, right, negative things, kill, cheat, lie, you know, all of those stuff. So I shouldn't be doing all those things. That's how, you know, we are able to restrain by ourselves from engaging into, even if a negative thought arises, we intervene it, right, with it, and we bring it down so that we don't follow it and engage in negative actions. So this is how, I mean, understanding the process by which we come into samsara or cyclical existence, the 12 interdependent links, helps us to temporarily disengage ourselves, you know, from negativities. Yeah, that's a temporary benefit here. And of course, the ultimate benefit, as I said, is to help us get out of this kind of a situation called samsara. So we started talking about these 12 interdependent links, starting off with ignorance, and then karmic formation, and then consciousness, and we just went through the list. And so last time, I mean, we talked about, we at least mentioned about the eight dependent link, which is, I called it an attachment. And the ninth one is Kuvalambar one. So usually people, I think, translate it attachment as a craving, and the ninth one is a grasping, okay, and the tenth one is called existence. Okay. Eight, nine, ten dependent links are craving, grasping, and existence.
Oh, then that's on that tumbatswa. Tumbatswa the lot swa dung yung yore, and it swa dewa yung yore, swa tang yung yore, sum. The yung yunza, swa dewa la tene, and dewa the dam, mature dewe, and you will see what you yore is. I give you what the sewas I gave us see what you. And it swa dungile, and it chever dewe, and it seba gave us see what you. So what tang yung le, minyabe, and so gave us see what's genus, seba de la, and sum manda sum yung yore is. The swa manda was sum yung that tito.
Remember, we talked about how when the sense faculties and their respective objects and the sense consciousnesses, they come together. That's called contact. Okay, and then through this kind of a contact, we call rekha, different feelings arise. Okay, and the feelings can be of three kinds: pleasurable feelings or pleasant feelings, unpleasurable or unpleasant feelings. And then the feelings, those are neither pleasurable nor unpleasurable. We call neutral feelings. Yes, all these three different types of feelings arise and we experience them. Now what happens is that the eight dependent link, which people translate as craving and I just did as attachment, is when we have pleasurable feelings, you know, attachment arises in regard to them and we don't want to lose them. Okay, we are attached. You see how that the attachment arises. In the case of unpleasurable feelings, you know, of course nobody's attached to unpleasurable feeling, but it's just like you want to be free of these unpleasurable feelings. So you're attached to that, you know, freedom from unpleasurable feelings arises. In the case of the neutral feelings where, you know, you don't have neither pleasurable nor unpleasurable feelings, you just want to kind of like, you just kind of feel, just I want to be in this state of mind. Okay, you don't, again, you have attachment to be in this state of mind. And that's how the attachment pops up in, you know, in relation to all these different types of feelings.
That is, Guha lemba dhali ya ane chi ti yoris, ta nangsi nga yoris, nga. Ta nga di ane kante chi yoras nang thangbo di ane chik dewe, ane chik dewe nga la, ane chik chabe, ane chik lemba chik yungu yoris.
Now the ninth dependent link, which in Japan is called lemba, and so I translate it as a grasping here, where we can talk about five things relating to this. The first I want to talk about is grasping at the five sensual objects. Okay? Grasping at the five sensual objects. So grasping is also a form of, if you will, attachment. But this is what we use in everyday life, right? We use, the things we engage in are the form, sound, smell, taste, and touch. So these are the things, you know, we engage in. And so there arises grasping in relation to these sensual objects that we engage in.
That in the Hama Shidi Kandesi Chawaras and Aslamba, that Hama Shidi, and Chida and Dede Yores, Chidan the Kandesi Chawarasana, and Tawadalia, and Chikta, Tarta, Lokta, Chududushu Chongzi, Tawa Chongzi Sene, and Nayu Yores, Tangatin and the Tongu Yores, Hamadazo.
And then the remaining grasping, can be talked about in relating to different kinds of what we call distorted views, or sometimes we use the word wrong views. Okay, we talk about what is called the view of transitory collection, or the transitory view. Okay, literally translating here, it is a distorted view. So we could be grasping at this kind of a view, or we could be grasping at generally speaking, any kind of a distorted view, lokta. We could be grasping at a wrong view that has to do with the, a kind of certain ethics that we practice are the best and the supreme, okay? And they may not be actually, they can really get weird, but we grasp at them. Or we could think that the view I'm holding, I'm adhering to, the principle is the best and brightest kind of thing. You know, that's again grasping at the view. So the view of transitory collection could be like grasping at the self itself. Okay. You know, when we misperceive the self to exist in and of itself, that kind of a self-grasping is a transitory view.
What did that suggest that because in the day, the Lajuni Shay and the Tomai Marik was on what called the day or this? That there is the other is the one.
So, as a matter of fact, this is the view we talked about right in the beginning when we try to identify ignorance, you know, what kind of ignorance. So, that is the fundamental basic ignorance that we have, because we misperceive everything to exist independently and in of themselves, you know, with a kind of fixed entity or nature from their side, you know. And that kind of a view is called a transitory view, or jitta. It's a very distorted view or perception.
This And
there are other kinds of distorted views. For example, we might grasp at the permanence of our aggregate of form. Yeah? What really, in reality, our body is disintegrating from moment to moment, or it is changing from one moment to another moment. That is a constant change that's happening. But we might not, you know, perceive our body as such, but we might perceive our body as if it is permanent and not undergoing that kind of a change. Yeah, that is a distorted view again. Or, what is it? And there could be a distorted view pertaining to, we say that, positive karmas do not bring positive results and negative karmas do not bring negative results. Okay, we don't believe in that. We completely deny it. We say, there's no such things as positive actions bringing positive results and negative actions bringing negative results. It's just all, not there. So if we deny such kind of existence of a law of cause, karma, that is again a very distorted view or perception. So in the Buddhist metaphysics, where we deal with these things, from different perspectives, how certain school of thought in Hinduism, they would say that, even with external phenomena, why the peas are so round and polished is that it's just the way it is. There are no causes and conditions why the peas have to be so round and, or why the thorns are very sharp and pricky. It's just the way it is. You see, there are no causes and conditions why they have to be sharp. That's the way it is. Okay? So they kind of deny the external causes and conditions of such things. And so those are the things we debate in Buddhist logic. It's not possible for things to be just sharp, without causes and conditions, or things to be round, just on their own, without causes and conditions. So then there are certain school of thoughts. Of course, I think a lot of these are coming from different schools of Hinduism, right? At the time it existed in India. So some of them say, some of the best and the supreme ethics, the morality practices, they kind of give the examples of certain animals, they have sex, occasionally once in a while. And they said that is the best kind of ethics. So basically they're saying human beings, who have sex, only a couple of times throughout the life or something, then they have the best ethics, subscribing to, which is from Buddhist point of view, we say, no, that's just, give us a break. That's not, but Buddhists didn't say that, give us a break, but you get the sense I'm saying that, that doesn't fly with Buddhists. So there's some kind of an ethnocentric viewpoint coming here, right? Because you say that, because look at those animals, they have sex only a few times through their life or something. So if there are human beings who follow that way of life, so then they have the best ethics, ethical discipline. And then everybody else is just kind of, down there. So it's a very ethnocentric viewpoint, and a very distorted view.
What is that? That's Sibarwal. Chuva Sibadi. That Chuva Sibadi did is Kiava Sibatang, Gua Lembegi, and a Kain Chene, and a Kain Chene, and Kandi, Kandi, just a quatch of yours, and you would do chillage of yours.
That 다 축제 내갑서도 겨와도 맞아 렌더를 주고
렌더 주고 땅 들어가 쓰다 따고 왔다.
Now the tenth dependent link is called Sipa, or we translate as existence. You know, I haven't come out with any other translation, so it's called existence. So the explanation given here is, you know, what does it really mean? Is that when the dependent links of attachment, the number eight, you know, some people translate as craving, and number nine, grasping, when these two dependent links activate karma, okay, they activate karma, and the karma is intensified at a certain level that is almost ready to produce its result, okay? So that stage is called existence, okay? So the dependent links of attachment and grasping, they activate whatever the karma, they activate, right? And the power of the karma is intensified and increased to the extent that it's ready to produce the result. That is called existence.
都是就是说的你哇，都是那个你去吃嘛这个药的，啊，等这个打断这一步，糖果给我姑娘么，你我就来喏，糖果给我姑娘么，糖果，啊，买这个吧，啊，你给吧，啊，塞吧，过两把，对对，啊，你牛么，牛么个是，啊，你我当等这来中医个那的，你我都是来的当，啊，就是说，你我就啊，等你来，是都送药的是。
So this existence we are talking about is, in other words, it is a continuation of karma. It's the more intensified, you know, form of karma, ready to produce its result. In a Buddhist text, it's mentioned that 1, 8, and 9 are delusions, meaning the first dependent link is ignorance. Number 8 is the attachment or craving, whichever way you want to translate it. Number 9 is grasping. All these three links are called delusions or kleshya. 2nd and 10th are the karma. That's what I said. The 2nd is the karmic formation, as we know. And the 10th is the existence. So these two dependent links are identified as karma or action.
我等着算账，那这个来，来江北，那植物片都给要嘛的是，嗯，这里呀，那超坚固要的是。So
the point we want to notice here is, karmas alone do not produce results. They need to be activated by conditioning factors. Okay, karma alone cannot produce results, so they need to be activated by other conditioning factors. That's how the karmas bring their outcomes or the results.
哦，等到说你我读这个来源呢，给我师傅到国外两百个地里呀，你跟学嘛这边呢，你我读这个来这个这文明读嘛的是。By
that, what I mean to say is, let's say we have created a karma, which is the karmic formation. For whatever reason, this karma is not activated by either attachment or the grasping. The number 8 and 9, some are missing here. Then that karma cannot produce its result. You know, it just kind of remains in a dormant form, right? Only when it gets activated by those activating factors, then it produces its result.
我等到送上这个开销一年的，俺这个我把这那该要的是那该那那那十月过是那个那么大些个要的是，那些第一我两年我差些业务些个要的是，到底下个月个过那些我当那我个这个这我这个要的是呢，俺这个来讲不给，俺这我东西偏托个嘛的是，这我都托个嘛的是，这里呀俺出这，嗯，错。
Great Indian Buddhist sage scholar Acharya Vasubandhu, in his Treasure of Knowledge, or Abhidhamma Kosha, Dzö in Tibetan, the Dzö Treasure of Knowledge has 8 chapters. Chapter number 4, it deals with karma, you know, different types of karma and their nature and their outcomes. Chapter number 5, right after that, it deals with all kinds of delusions. Okay, why? So why is delusions talked about right after, right, chapter on karma? Is because to indicate there is this close relationship between these two things. The point I just made is, karmas alone cannot and do not produce results. They need to be activated by conditioning factors. So the conditioning factors are oftentimes delusions. Okay, so that's why when the karmas and delusions come together, then you know, different outcomes come about.
我等着是在阿兰做了恰恰呢，这个大这这 다가랑라 안에 지 다 지 낭주다 체는 렌제고 안지 현고 요레스 방랑도 한도도 지 요레스 이는야 안지 생암에 거서 다 안 렌제다 안 방랑도 저 제유미 신야 요마레스 하고 제 제유미 딘 제매에는 디고서 다 지 렉 안지 다 잡아잡아고 쉬지 싸요레스 싸는전 다 지우 안지 머미야데 안 괜찮아다 랄령선 괜도 좀 맞춰셔야데 단데 수수내고 단데 수수치아여데레스 도저
We are all kind of very fortunate to, you know, have this kind of opportunity to study about karmas and delusions and, you know, and their interactions and what kind of outcomes they bring. So this knowledge kind of helps us. I believe that all of us are trying what we can to not to do the negativities and try to do the positive things. So in this life, we kind of know what actions we are doing. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, we really don't remember what we did in our past lives, you know. And so we must have created all kinds of karmas. Now, for those karmas to bring their results, they need to be activated by conditioning factors, right? Because karmas alone, we have created a lot of negative karmas in the past, but the karmas alone cannot and do not bring their results. So here's the good news. So before they really meet with their conditioning factors in this life, we can do something about it so that we can intervene this kind of a process so that those negative karmas we have created, they do not meet with their conditioning factors, so therefore they do not produce their results.
What in the Susan Aranzo gets a simdi, and Chick Chadanda, and Jenny Yonte Yoris, and Chikulo, Tambuklo, the Tangma, the Yenea, and Chick Pejin Chair, Pejin Chair, Tongu, and Chick Chapati, and Kulo, 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 Yoris, what in the Shing, Simdi, and Chick Yamondan, James, and Holland, and the Gandhi, the Shuyu Yoris.
Our mind is very clear. And aware that its very nature is never contaminated by any delusions. Okay. That being said, the way we experience our mind in everyday life is always kind of how our mind is, you know, influenced by different kinds of delusions. So it's kind of getting muddled up with the delusions. It's just like, you know, we buy a clean cloth, nice new cloth. It looks very clean and, you know, sharp and everything. We wear it, after a while, the dirt gets accumulated on it, and now the cloth is dirty, right? So like that, although the basic nature of our mind is very undiluted and clear, but somehow all these different forms of delusions arise in the mind, and they muddle our way of thinking and our mind.
What interesting is energy. Sim Dujadi, Sim Yagacholia, Gutandi, and the Kola Gwengyogi, and Yumotuzun Zuba Mels and Gugura Madogi, Sim Kora, Melsia Yomaris, and Langway Shune, Belia, Dugugu Cursing the Sung Yoris, Dugugu Cursing the Tabo the Ko Meta Dambina, Tabo the Quasi Metsik Jurama, the Hogoran Sigu Yomas, and the Pesungu Sung Yoris.
So what can we do if the delusions arise in our mind and they muddle our, you know, way of thinking in mind? Can we do something about it? Well, the answer is yes. You know, we try to, you know, how to say, use our abilities to direct our mind into positive way of thinking and generate positive thoughts. Okay? And by generating positive thoughts, we are preventing the negative thoughts from arising and we are counteracting the negative thoughts. Okay? And so in that way, our negative karmas do not meet with their negative conditioning factors, the delusions, so they do not produce the negative outcomes. Okay, this is what we want to remember. So as we purify our mind of delusions and negativities, our mind, its clarity will appear. It's not like as we clean our mind, it's just like, you know, then we will kind of somehow, how should I say, lose the mind completely. It's not like, you know, as you have expression say, you know, you throw the baby with a tub of water, right? You don't do that. You know, you don't throw the mind as you throw all the negativities out, yeah? Metaphorically speaking. So what we do is, as we purify our mind of delusions and negativities, we started experiencing the purity of the mind, the positive state of the mind. I mean, that's the outcome. And one of the examples given in the Buddhist literature is kind of a special kind of a cloth. And this cloth, you know, you can kind of burn it, But what happens is the cloth doesn't get burned, only the stains or the dirt get burned, and what you get out is a clean cloth. Okay. And so in the same way, as we purify our mind of delusions, negativity, so clean our mind up, you know, what we really get in return is the pure and clean mind, you know, not to lose the mind with the delusions.
What does a nyema masha stalia jik singi ani jik kwenjo ki chatang zu pa ani jik mewa su dang ye dugyu ku kwe sa de becha ni xe yin dugyu ku kwe sa de nye mi ku thong ma nyung su chung na ni tere xe xa sila de hong zu gu ani masha stalia kwa ni zu zu dugyu ku kwe sa yi de ani jik ari na liya jik do do wa jik do na liya ki sang ju do wa wa de hong zu gu di re su ngo zhi chik du su nga di dugyu ku do su xa kwe re su di la gu du su
Because when I talk about, they use the same example elsewhere, you know, they said, you know, did you see that kind of a cloth special? You know, you can kind of burn it and get the cloth clean, but, you know, he said, I've never seen it. That's what I, you know, read in the Buddhist literature. So then somebody was just like, you know what, you know, it must be that kind of cloth, you know, where we have the fireplace and with that kind of iron net, right, where we can light fire. He said, maybe it's a cloth made out of metal like that. So where you can burn it, it gets purified, but not the iron is, you know, consumed by the fire. Yes.
What did the son of Chi gave us? See what down, Kumba Lembagi, and if you say Tavia Kanda, New Montozo, Semlia, and Chi Kanda, Gumbachu Yachia, Tampa, Melso Dante, and you have the same Yartanya for the same Melso Akayama, the same Korea, Yartanya, Tatin, the Petonzo, Chick Dennis, Chick Sung Yun, the Zanwana Chanegi, Chick Sosolia, and Chick Yamnichia, and the Simshu Paya, and that Chick Zawachimbo Chickyan, the Yong Tel Yoris, Sosolana.
So one of them, the points I'm trying to make here, as we talk about, you know, this whole process of coming into samsara is like the delusions such as attachment and grasping, 8 and 9, okay? It's not like as if we are helpless and always controlled by them, okay? We can control them as well. That's the whole point of, like, in the Buddhist literatures, so many methods and antidotes are provided where you learn about them and you cultivate those antidotes, so we are able to counteract all forms of delusions, so the delusions do not have to rule our mind, you know, we can overcome them. So that's, I think, one of the reasons why, you know, we talk about this whole process.
What then does the chance of Nala and Chick Tonai? Did they, you know, pick a chick Sims and Diana, Sinkers and she always says she gave some yodis, what were and chick this and chick Sibuina and Quagny Yatan, those a bit law and chick Daki, young Yatta, those in the young girl, just Sinkers and she always sell us.
And so if any of you are more interested to learn about the nature of the mind and all that, I would just recommend you to read these authentic books and translations on the Siddha Martyrs, or the mind-only school's way of looking at the nature of the mind, where they really talk about the true nature of the mind is clear light, you know, the clear light nature of the mind. So if you read such books, so you will gain more understanding about what mind is.
That in a chukjiwa and gave it in this race, chukjiwa gave it in this other, and Namshi and Chick Tak, Negi, you know, and Mengado and Samjaw and Kitchit in the Sun and gave it in the Quaso race.
So when the karma is activated by attachment and grasping, and that intensified karma is ready to produce its result, that's called existence, number 10, then the number 11 is the birth, right? And in the case of us who are born from the womb of the mothers, the birth usually means that when the consciousness conceives in the womb of the mother. So that is what we call birth. Okay.
What the gave it in this other as give us other chidan chicken yung dach and meng and puma not turn but intentionally give us cigarettes in the Nagwashung Tele Chowers for the Kigalia and Ming and Yinzan Chavit Nebuyoris.
I understand that in the world, conventionally, when we talk about birth, we talk only at the delivery time, right? When the baby is delivered, we say a baby is born, right? Nobody talks about birth before that. But in the Buddhist explanation, the birth is understood as, you know, at the, in some sense, at a subtle level, that when the consciousness conceives in the womb of the mother, so that very point of time is called birth.
What in the sons are give us ho to energy, Ming Tao in it, not Tandama Tao, Chicking Tanya Yue, energy, give us Satan,
So what I'm trying to make here is, although we use the same term or the word called birth, the way we understand it conventionally in the world, the way it is explained in the context of the 12 dependent links is very different understanding, isn't it? Right? The birth here doesn't mean delivery. Birth here means conceiving in the womb of the mother, in the case of those who are born from the womb of the mothers. Okay.
Da kashi ene jing lo ya la zu ya ma sun gu ne shi zhun yi ni yo res du zu gai we ten de ke zhu gu ma du zu gang lo ni shi we ten de na du zu zhu duwa res ge shi jirik we ten de si.
And then the 12th the dependent link is simply called kashi chiriwa, means aging or death. Okay, now why we use or here is of course if you really go through the process and naturally somebody is born, somebody grows up, somebody gets old, and then you are in advanced age and then you die. That is seems like which in this case you really go through the natural process as is. But many a time before you get old, right, you die. Okay? So that's why this dependent link is called aging or death. Death might come before you become old or you have a chance to get old. Okay?
What is an anitakander, tente, energy, tente, yella, chungi, tosuma, shiati, energy, pig, tante, dingazo, pant, and young yaga, rimbati, and she gave a chick tonne, and let chick tonne, and the shake of the camaris, to the Dutch, the shaking instos, tente, and couldn't take on that country to go with you, and gave a chill ya couldn't contact to go with you, and no.
So what I've just done is kind of laid out these 12 dependent links, this whole process of coming into samsara, and we kind of briefly kind of identified the 12 links in that. But there are a lot more things to talk about this. It's not as if these 12 dependent links always complete in one lifetime. The things you do here, it might take several lifetimes to get completed. So next time we will talk about how this whole process is related to one lifetime experience, but this process could be related to several lifetimes. So we will talk about those things. So we will stop there today, and we would like to welcome some questions. And people who are behind me or behind the glass panels, you can kind of yell at us. So I would encourage you to ask any questions you have. Don't dispense your questions as kind of a silly or stupid or a bad question or something like that. Just ask any questions that is on your mind. And actually, I encourage, because I think by asking questions and we are kind of exploring things together. Once we started to see the reasons, then we get convinced to believe in whatever we believe in. I think that makes much more sense, rather than we said, wow, this is what is being said, so we just take it for granted. Don't do that. Okay, Kung, please, go ahead.
Dharma and conditioning factors, I think, existing independently or mutually created,
Okay.
At the same time.
Okay. Lea da, taki lea liya,
Kazan ne peshin bas shingle ya ane jing pige kushu jawa jing sun shi tawa yina pige liya ane jing pige sati tang che di yoris sati nal yang khoran pige tawa yoris ta ku jiwun min bala chuda lu jile tene che che kura ma da che ne ke kura ma da jige pige sal tawa tang ge ane rigi mudwa ki gu mudwa sati nang shi res niwa du jige le pige shingle tila samyan tawa ne shing du jige le te yaw zang ge tigi yaw ma res tili ya gyawa siwa da guwa lemba ge kien yung gu gu yoris.
The question that was being asked was, you know, as Geshe-la talked about, you know, karma and conditioning factors. Okay, so karma alone doesn't produce a result. It needs to be activated by conditioning factors, and that's how the results are produced. And so do these things exist independent of each other, or, you know, they are always connected to each other? The explanation Geshe-la gives is they are very much, you know, related to each other. That's how they exist. And the example that we I think gave before, and is like when we look at external phenomena, how the farmers, they cultivate their field, right? Let's say we want to grow apples. Okay, so we need not just the seeds to grow apple, but we need other conditioning factors, right? We have to have the farmer who's going to sow the seeds. We need to have the soil to sow the seed. Then we need to have the right temperature and watering and fertilizer. And all of these things come together. Then, you know, we could grow apples. So in the same way, the second dependent link is the karmic formation, no doubt, which are like the seeds which produce, you know, things. But these seeds need to be conjoined with or come into contact with conditioning factors such as attachment and grasping. So only then, but through such interactions, you know, they produce their outcomes.
Rang Gungamal Tokova, Kotua de Gulatokova, Koran Gunneva, the kitchen music Gunatokova, there is, or this some tongue we are, or Nathan did this chat yours.
So sometimes when we talk about cause and effect relationship, you know, we might always think in terms of, okay, cause and relation, effect relationship in terms of several different phenomena, how they are, you know, have cause and effect relationship. It doesn't necessarily have to be that in some sense. Sometimes when we talk about, say, a phenomenon, its previous moments, it has a continuity, right? Its previous moments are the causes of the subsequent moments. And the reason why this thing exists, the whole continuity, it is dependent on all this collection of moments, right, that produce the thing. So the cause and effect relationship can also get very subtle in some sense. You know, how, you know, a thing does not necessarily have to be produced by something else, but it is produced by its own previous moments.
So,
you know, the things which are ready to produce their outcomes, these things are recognized as things, you know, for lack of a better word, called things with continuity. It means that they will, you know, persist. Yes.
I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the a relationship between a positive attitude, positive intention, right action, influencing those dependent conditioning factors that might in fact change karma or destroy it.
Sure. Kurangi rewa shwe de liya pena kurong sangpo che rewa dagana je semgi kedang sangpo che en liya sangpo sawe na en dike de da jien sangpo che wo rewa dike de chebe wongi ane tanda tagi liya ngien ba da jien de ngha dewa chigyo rewa dinde kol tes mang tes decision to rewa sang
what the year is pena nga ranzo chig mesena liya en chig semba sangpo che ne chawa sangpo mangpo che chu yong go year is an do zo chu yong de zang ga ne chig Gain to the chair materia, some take a check where your mother's skin, some would the chair in, but it's been a Napsha can do Yamle, Yabotan, Samba Sambos, you in Shigil Hamulia, and it's Name compatible simply your stella. Shadamus and Tigu, your mother's Nagbet, that Joba Sambojuna, Tig and Dotigu, your Spigilia.
The question was that was being asked is, you know, can Geshe-la talk a little bit more about positive intention, positive attitude, and then the positive action, and how these things also meet with their conditioning factors, and how this can all kind of counteract the negative karmas and their conditioning things. And Geshe-la said, yeah, of course. I mean, one of the things he really wanted to emphasize, this one is that when we cultivate positive way of thinking, okay, positive state of mind, the more and more intimacy we cultivate with our positive way of thinking, that's called a familiarity. But the power of that familiarization is what happens is, at certain point, the power of familiarization is so strong that your positive state of mind, you know, is almost likely to meet a positive conditioning factor. So this is what usually happens at the time of death. If you're doing lifetime, if you cultivate positive way of thinking, you cultivate more and more familiarity with it, intimacy with it. By the power of that familiarity, at the time of death, you are more likely to, you know, experience positive state of mind and die in that positive state of mind. So which will bring positive outcome?
What to do is Samba Sangbojin now shaking in the Chintan Shia with Tulupo and the Zanga, Shia the Shigu Mother's Go, Madame Mezenalta, Shekoyate, and the Yakushu did that, share you some sort of lot dashing papi on the Dreyaris, does a lot dashing papi on the Dosana, and gain some way in the others.
So, I mean, if, let's say we, you know, spend our life trying to cultivate positive state of mind, way of thinking, and that's what we try to familiarize ourselves more and more with. And so that also brings us a lot of life satisfaction and certainty and confidence, right? You know, I have tried my best in this life. You know, I have not done anything to harm somebody else and, you know, did bad things. So at the time of death, because of that confidence, because of that satisfaction, yeah, so these things also act as a positive conditioning factors. And then, of course, because of the power of familiarity, that we are more likely to die peacefully and with dignity and in a positive state of mind.
What that's it now seem nursing good and young thing is in a shiggle hamola taga now seem nursing the Zoya and the king go yards come up, covet over again. And you know the chaya, so that on the mink don't a call on yard that direction and that's in Shial and Mandata Shenayon today go yards on the Zoom.
But the power of familiarization, it works in both ways, positive and negative, right? If we kind of get used to thinking more deluded ways, right? It's just being jealous and being, you know, attached and being and hate someone. Then at the end of the life, we are more likely to experience all these negative states of mind. Yeah. So then, even if you couldn't do anything, I mean, the images of your enemies pop up in your mind, and you're just like, I want to kill, you know. But you can't do anything. You know, it's just the familiarity that pops up in your mind, or that you get so much attached to your property and things now you couldn't take anymore. So, you know, how these things can really disturb your mind at the time of death. Okay. Yes, please.
What different you born old and get sick and die, and be born old and die, no that I die at an accident.
Okay, let me see. Let me try to say, understand you. What's the difference between like being born, get old, get sick and die, and the other one is
old and die. You will get old and die, no sickness.
Oh, no sick. Okay. Okay. Kurang di sini tu kan? Tak kian ni ruah, kian gua cha ni nasi tung jadi sih betul sih ruah. Kian ni nasi macam ni, kian gua cha sih ni kalau kebab gaya orang sih ada.
Deh, kebab gaya orang. Ni nasi macam sih gitu, nak sih nala sih dalih sih ni nak kangen tung nyong sih. Ni nasi kerja juga mangga yang nak ko kian ni cangkuk lama kerumah tu bersyukur. Han tung ni mau kangen mau deh, mau ni zirah tu jadi sih.
The question that was being asked is there any difference between like being born and get old and get sick and then die, or being born and get old and die but never get sick? Yeah. What Geshe-la says is, of course, I mean, it also, we have to take into consideration an individual's, you know, level of practice as well, okay? Which, that is to say that somebody could, you know, becomes old, really get sick all, a lot of the times, and then die. But if this person has developed a practice where, in Buddhism, as we talk about, we can, you know, take the adverse factors into favorable conditioning factors, right? You learn about how you can take the pains and difficulties and transform into strength and positive condition factors, then of course that person is likely to have more positive experience of death. But if one hasn't such practice, okay, then it's going to be more miserable, right? I mean, you have a lot of sickness and pains and whatever, all those things, so that's not going to be interesting death.
What lobjong chinyi mangpo chi yo na chi chik lu gu thwala kange mea wa tanda chik lasang mi de anu chik na seng gu thwala wana kange dwa nyokta khande ima ti po togu ma rwa sti du dha na na zan na na zan ma na seng gu thwala kange dwa nyokta gu dha tanda chi chunyi mangpo yo rwa sto zo.
You see, the point I want to make here is, you know, what really counts is, you know, the strength of your mind and your cultivation practice. You know, sometimes some people from the outside look so beautiful, no pain, you know, at the time of death. We really don't know what kind of anxieties and nervousness and, you know, psychosis they're going through. It's all in their mind. We don't read their mind, right? But other times we say that somebody looks kind of a really lot of pain and from the outside kind of a disturbing and rigid body. But inside the mind is very calm and cool and, you know, stable, right? So it's very hard to make a judgment based upon, right, looking at somebody like that, you know. Yes?
So is the result of like the neuroses or the flesh, is it always negative?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, can't you, like, I guess one way of saying is, can't you make samsara kind of pleasant for yourself, but you're still kind of stuck, you know?
Right. Tanda pena tang azu pena nyomo tu se se de kadu ine ene kar so ro da ko mi ge be cho ro cha do pena ta ka dir wa ke kowe na le ta kang ma bu shi cho ro wa nyomo tu so da mi ko ma bu ngor wa in de ge de te se yan chi ka ta da ji ka thon ko kar so re chi se to be ar wa ji ne che ya yor wa sta chi ka so ji ko kowe na te nyu ro so ji yor wa ne ra mo ho ji ko le ta da ji ka thon tes
mi ma go an ji ka she je ji ji ra phi kya zu ta kang ne de ne se mo de ne jang shi kya go yor as te nang we den do lo chen kang ne de ne se to ya go lo chen che ya yor as na sen go to ne nyok de ne je to ya nyok de ma sen go na go nyok de nyung dang ya de ye de
lo se. But the question has to do with, is there a way we can somehow deal with the neurosis, and at least, you know, being in a samsara, we can still, right, kind of deal with it in a more reasonable way. Geshe-la says that that's the whole kind of point in Buddhism. We talk about different ways by which we can either kind of decrease the intensity of the neurosis and delusions, and then eventually we can get rid of them, okay? So that we don't have to decide to commit suicide. Now we couldn't handle the delusions and neurosis. You know, we think that's the best option, you know? No, because we find the different perspectives provided in Buddhism to look at these things, and so how can we, you know, counteract our neurotic minds, you know. Okay, Lena.
Special expand on conditional factors. It seems like sometimes the realization of one's karma is dependent on the conditional factors provided by another person. Like, for example, talking about birth at conception.
Right.
Some fetuses don't make it to life.
Right.
And some demise.
Right.
You know,
might have the chill, sure,
to probably be preventable.
Okay.
So then it's kind of, you know, dependent on another person.
Right. Okay. Kurangi disu da ta gi le di chugo chi gi ko ani de bu chi gi man di le ya kurangi ani ti mi kyen sang su mo ro wa. Sam de ti mi kyen di mi ka sa shin shi gi che gong ro de yo sa ro wa. Ta gi pu ni al dwa che ro wa. Ane me ngal yin zam ja wa na ka se pi ge kar sa ko ra ta. Jik pame kudal kyun yuwa imare, dinde chene ku puu ya chamadu chagorwa. Chide mi shen yin kien chepo,
dinde sa
ngurosma.
Aransu pungpu di yine, shengi kyun ne, shen ne, tenne, yonggu gu yores, pama la tenne, yonggu gu yores.
Right.
O dinde chene, jik kashe ji, jik, ane, lu, liya, jik, ne, naza yunga tozo, pama gu kyun ne, yonggu yores, tozo, pame gu di tane, di yoyete, yoyete yores, tozo.
What you just said, you know, where the observation that was made is like when we talk about how karma alone doesn't produce a result, but it has to be activated or meet with the favorable conditioning factors. But some of the conditioning factors come from other people, you know. And Geshe-la says, yes, in Buddhism we absolutely accept those things, as you just said it. For example, we know that this body we have is due to the conditioning factors of the others, our parents, okay? But also we talk about, you know, how some people, they have inherited, you know, some disease from their parents. You know, they haven't done anything in this life, but they got sudden, you know, health issue because they got it from, you know, somebody else. So you're right, we do accept that, you know, other people can be conditioning factors, you know, to our karmas. Yes, David.
So the troublings, when you describe the birth, life, death of an individual, what can be the birth, life, death of an individual phenomena also?
Okay, now I think I missed something, but you have to say it again, sorry.
So The problems only describe the birth, like unfolding the person's life phase.
Right, the birth, and then we say aging or death, right?
And or can it also describe the unfolding of an individual phenomenon?
Meaning?
Birth moment for its ripening moment.
Well, what's the ripening moment?
When it actually occurs. You know, it must have a history in order for it to actually occur.
I think I'm just still not getting it. You have to rephrase it or explain. So when you say individual phenomenon, what do you mean?
Like our
experience of anything in life. Okay, okay. Alle this is the same as 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 the same The music, the Yola Chola, the Kiev Sholia, and you can watch, I can watch, you can watch and sing it, I can watch and sing it, and I put it the Yomars.
The Kesha, where Yomars, Tandadin and the Nimung on the Nichi, Kunje Trupan the Shevi Yodis, the Chenna, Kunje Trodan the Tos Shevi Yodis, Sivashina, Mundu, Sivas, the Tandade, Kiwan, the Sun, and Mashipota, the Adam, Sivashikin, and Mundu Sivan, and Kashi, Jesu Kabu Yoris, also Sivashina, and Mundu Sivas.
You know, in the I think the what David said was something to do with how when we look at the 12 dependent link, the process we described. So after birth, so we just straight away talk about aging or death, right? So we have the things in between, you know, where you can mature or ripen or experience all kind of stuff in between. What Geshe-la said is, in this particular process, we don't need to talk about this. Because in Buddhism, in other contexts, they talk about, right, how other things happen and can impact our life and experiences. But in this particular case, what we are primarily concerned with is how delusions and karmas, they interact with each other, and that's how we come into samsara. Okay? So that is our main kind of a focus and understanding. So we do not talk about what happens after really birth and then growing and all other things. You know, those are things that are talked about in other contexts. So in Buddhism, yeah, we do talk about what is in between, left out in this process, in other contexts, and you know. Did I see him somewhere here? Okay, one more question, the last one. We're right here.
In the 12 links, link number one mm-hmm. is the one that I probably have a question about.
Right.
Because last week I read in the literature that it was described as predisposition.
Okay.
I was wondering if Geshe-la could expand on that.
Okay. Tanda yela chungi nangi tangbo di mari bete to kona chua shoyu sa. Kona kasan tebne lo to do konzo di deshe jabdan sidu kali ya. Maribasa dinner is Casoda, Casina, Miguel Chevrolet Chalk, so the decision was again. Casadana dinner is Kevsa, the decision on a similar.
Miguel Chevrolet Chalk,
the Chalk, so
the Chalk, 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 the
So if it has been presented as a predisposition, but if the predisposition in the sense of how ignorance kind of predisposes us to other forms of delusions, then it's okay in a sense, you know, as an explanation. But the way we want to understand it is, this is a particular kind of ignorance that we identify as the source of all other delusions, okay? And of course, it does predispose us to other delusions, but it is the real culprit. You know, if we want to get rid of all the delusions, this is the one we want to knock out.
What the energy loving Tawa Chagwe, Nichi Uma Chigwe, because the Tango Nashin Dala Shigi was Dag Tishing Mula Chawa is what on the Tolian, this is Papa Shung Shambazayan.
So if you read the translations of great Indian Buddhist sage scholar Acharya Chandrakirti's supplement to the Middle Way, it's called Madhyamik Avatar, where he really talks about how first there arises grasping at self or I, and then there arises the grasping at mind. Right? First there arises this conception of I, and then everything attached to me is called mind. You know. And so these are really talking about the same thing we're talking about, the ignorance, you know. So if you read maybe there's a translation for that, you might, you know, get things more clarified.
Yeah. kewa chik sum shile, te chik chukul taga yaw maris, mara kucha zina kewa tsukwe ni shung kare tala tesha kante kante kito kha tala kante 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 dos tan tan dhugu yaw aris dos ve.
So I mean it's very good you brought up this issue. The way we study in the monastic universities is when matters like that, difficult things, you know, we not only just read one scholar's viewpoint on it, then we say, okay, that's what it is. You know, we then go and find what other scholars have said, you know, what this ignorance is, it's explained. So we refer to many different scholars' viewpoint and try to understand, you know, things like that.
What the social that Maribus in the Tintin is some social coach China, Lapsan social Kimzi Samatan, Shunshi Becos, social Samatan shall Kimzi Shedan, the Chigurda Domet, Shunshi, and Kum Domet, Tane, Yichigia, Kegoya, Kawas, and Tawyos, and the young.
So, what's really, one of the reasons we do is, you know, we read a scholar's explanation or perspective on, say, for example, say, what is this fundamental ignorance? Then we read other scholars, say, where do they come into this picture, right? If all of them, most of them have agreed with what is being said, we say, okay, this is a very valid interpretation, understanding. So we go with that, okay? Okay, so we will do this quick written prayer for Geshe-la. Somehow today I feel like doing it in Tibetan, if you don't mind it. Then you can do the English, you know, afterwards. Okay, come to this, no choice.
No.
So we will do this in Tibetan and then in English, and then next time we will also do it in Vietnamese when it becomes available, I think. So I'm preparing for that, I guess. Tejen yo me sa de cho ge me we yo ta se kien zi tien je We pray to you, an incomparable great hero, who has perfectly realized within his mind the threefold ethics, a pure essence of the extensive system of Tathagata's teaching. He who has raised a parasol of Dharma in hundreds of directions. Your body is the sum of all wonderful qualities, but all of a sudden is set into solitary beauty. You have committed before infinite Buddhas to work for Dharma and sentient beings. You couldn't have given up your commitment. However, your presence depends on the fortunes of disciples, for the power of dependent arising is inconceivable. Please reincarnate soon as a new light of Dharma, out of your compassion that never abandons us. Please return soon as a supreme spiritual, a treasured house of the immense teaching of Buddha, a voice that eloquently elucidates the teaching. Please return soon as a great Dharma who will be known in all directions for smashing into pieces a mountain of misguided teachings and views through the power of your thunderbolt lightning of the three reasonings. Please return soon just like your previous self, an expert in the five major sciences of Buddhism, whose eloquent words and articulation of the teaching captivate the hearts of all the scholars and activate deep appreciation in pure enthusiastic minds. Please return soon as a spiritual guide, endowed with complete knowledge, kindness, and dedication in regards to the perfect view, meditation, and conduct, one who facilitates the opening of the blossom lotus, that is the golden teaching of Tsongkhapa. By the power of the three infallible jewels, by the power of dependent rising of unchanging emptiness, by the truth of our pure thoughts and devotions, may all our aspirations be spontaneously formed.
What's the name of Kusha Yapa's dad? That's his name? Oh.
We have received the sad news about our venerable Kusha Yalpa's, dad passed away, so he's called John Jackson Sr. And so we would like to also think about him, and also our good Ray Remick, who has been very kind, to do all kinds of things for us. So we will together do Om Mani Padme Hum, okay? Praying to Avalokiteshvara. The Yalpa is this huge American monk, big guy, who came down all the way to help Geshe-la, and when Geshe-la was in hospital everywhere, so he was the main attendant, okay, looked like a football player kind of, guy, so monk, okay. So most of, many of you know him, right, he has been a student of Geshe-la for a long, long time. And so his dad, passed away. So we want to think about him and what else. Then you know the rare remake, right? A good rare, you know, who even his frail body try to lay out the cushions and always comes to me like, oh, that was so nice teaching. And he's just like, he can never, I think, say enough about appreciating the teaching. So we think about all of them and all others whose names are not with us. So let's pray to Avalokiteshvara and do the mantra. So let's do the dedication now. This coming Thursday, April 2nd, will be the 49th day of Geshe-la. Okay. So we will do big sock offering at 7:30, as you know. So you will remember to bring a lot of socks like last time you did. And then also, I think this coming Sunday, April 5th, or somebody can correct me, that we have teaching here. And after the teaching, we have a potluck at El Dorado Park from 1 to 5 to thank all our monks, you know, who have been very kind and, you know, helping us in many different ways. And also remember our good Ray, you know, a wonderful person. And any other announcements you have? Okay. Did you hear that? Children's class next Sunday too. So kids are not off on Sunday. So, okay. That's it. Enjoy your lunch. Yeah.